B'shus Marina, Rav Shlita. Last week, Sedra Vayelech, chapter 31, verse 10, tells us the mitzvah of Hakel. We have just completed a Shemitah year. Sukkos is next week. And there is a mitzvah on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Some say on the first night of the Chol HaMoed, on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon in Eretz Yisrael, when Yom Tov turns into Chol HaMoed, is the mitzvah of Hakel for the whole Jewish people to assemble together in the Azora, the precincts of the temple and its surrounds. And we'll read first the Pasuk 10, right? Sav Moshe Osom Leimar, and Moshe commanded them saying, Miketz Sheva Shonim B'moed Shnas HaShmitah B'chag HaSukkos. So at the end of those 7 years of the Shemitah year, the Parashim say that's the beginning of the 8th year, on Sukkos, B'vokal Yisrael Eros Espanei Hashem Elokecho B'amakoyim Sheivchar. So when people come to do their Ola L'Regel for Sukkos, so they're coming to Jerusalem in any case, Tikrai Satorah Azos, you shall read from this Torah, and we know from Torah Shebal Peh that it's from sections of Sefer Devarim, including the Shema, V'hayim Shema, Aser to Aser, Pasha Shoftim, Tikrai Satorah Azos, Neged Kol Yisrael, it is in fact the king who will read from the Sefer Torah to all the people. Many say that if there's no king, then you can have someone else who's choshev, like the Kohen Gadol, but as Nehem, to their ears, Hakel Esa'om, assemble the people, Anoshim, V'Anoshim, V'Ataf, men, women, and children, V'Gerecho, Shebisharecho, and the stranger in your midst, L'man Yishmu'u, in order that they listen, L'man Yivudu, that they should learn, V'Yaru Es Hashem Elokeichem, and that they should fear Hashem, your God, V'Shomru La'asos, it's called V'Atar Azos, and to observe all these words of the law, Uvaneim Asher Lo Yodu, and those children who do not know, Yishmu'u Velomdu, they will listen, they'll learn the Yerois Hashem Lokechem Kolayim, etc., to fear Hashem. So there it is, and if you've got Rashi in front of you, there's just one small Rashi which I'll read out, and that is where it talks about Anoshim, Hanoshim V'Ataf, and Rashi there says, in order that reward is given. What does it mean? The children don't have the mitzvah. They're very young children. Tough doesn't mean simply children who have reached chinuch. Even children earlier than that age, although there are some differences of opinion, but generally it's agreed that even the babies in their buggies, in their dummies and nappies and prams, are mechuyev to be brought with, but what's the point of bringing them with in order to give a reward to those who bring them? So that is the posuk in Vayelech. Circulating is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel, which we'll be reading in a moment. But for the moment, we can ask a number of basic questions. Why is Hakel straight after the Shemitah year? Why is it held on Sukkos? Why is it that women have a duty to come as well as the children? Because the women don't have to perform the mitzvah of Ola L'Regel, the chiyuv of Re'iyah, of appearing in Yerushalayim, but nevertheless they have the mitzvah of Hakel. The Sefer Akedas Yitzchok writes in on Parshas Vayelech that after the Shemitah year people are free, they're blessed. The Abba Benel says that at the end of the Shemitah, when people have been so much involved with learning during the Shemitah year because they haven't been able to work on the farms, this is like a climax to them before they go back to work again. The Meshech Chochmah writes that even when people do not have their kemach, even when they have not been working, there's still the duty to be involved in Torah, and they have been learning more in the Beis HaMedrash, and this is the climax to that before they're ready to start work 1 week later. There's obviously the idea that once you're back at work, you should know where your income is coming from. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think that once you start toiling the land again after the Shemitah year, that the work is a result of your own hands. It's a result of Hashem's goodness. And that when you start work, you are reinforcing your commitments to Torah, that even though you're working, you're still going to carry on your learning. So says the Shemesh Shmuel. The Kliyoka writes, it's a time of unity, of Achdus. Everybody has come together much more. Food has been made hefka, so that people could avail themselves more easily. The rich had been helping the poor with loans and so on. Rav Hirsch writes that before returning to work, we feel the importance of learning Torah. And why dafka do we read on Sukkos? There's the interesting thing that on Sukkos we are living in a diras arai, we're living in a temporary abode. And so the Shalas Shuvas Noda Basharim says, as we go into the diras arai, we realize that life is still temporary, and when we're starting work again, we should know that we are in a temporary way of life. In fact, the main joy of Sukkos is usually Chag HaOsef, that we're bringing in the produce. And the Abavanel says that the reason why it says Simcha by Sukkos more than in any other Yom Tov is because we got the produce come in. But this year, we don't have the produce come in like we do on other years, because it's been the Shemitah year. So Hakel replaces that in a way to give a different emotional experience of Ruchnius and the Simcha of Torah. So we've asked a number of basic questions, and we'll see how many we can get through. When does Hakel actually take place then? The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvot Test Zayin, B'yom Hasheni Shel Sukkos, although he says in Hilchas Chagiga, B'motzoi Yom Tov Rishon, on Motzei Yom Tov Shel Chag HaSukkos, Shehu Tchilas Yumei, Chodesh Shel Mod Shel Shana Sheminis. So this year, the first day Yom Tov will be Tuesday, Hakel is on Wednesday. If it is in daytime, there are practical issues which have to be resolved, because the Kohanim first have to deal with their Kabbonus, the Korban Tomid, the Korban Musaf, the Nadorim, the Nadovus. So until everybody is gathered together, and you might say, you know, how are we going to manage with the logistics of this? How many people can actually fit in? It talks about being done in the Ezras Noshim. I mean, if you're talking about the whole of Klal Yisrael, the whole Jewish people, how do you get everybody around there? I think the latest survey reveals that there are 13.3 million Jews in the world at present. Can you imagine such a crowd in Yerushalayim? Can you think about the health and safety regulations? It's a very difficult thing to organize. And Rabbi Karnofsky, who writes in the current edition of Kol HaTorah, he suggests that the various aspects of Hakel will be a miracle. How everybody will fit in, that the children, the young children will not be crying, there won't be any disturbance. I'm not sure how easy it is to understand that, because we know from elsewhere that you do not have to engage yourself in a nace, a miracle, in order to perform a mitzvah.
Maybe they'll have video screens.
I was thinking of that. Maybe we'll have video link-ups.
I wouldn't have to do the risk assessment.
No risk assessment. But the Rambam does write. The Rambam does say in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Gimel, he says, Mi she'eino yochol lishmoa, whoever cannot hear the reading of the Sefer Torah, mechame nibo la kriya, he should nevertheless have the kavona as though he's hearing the kriya, shelo kovar kosov ela lechazek daso emes, because the reason why people are gathering together is for a chizuk in their faith. It's a rejuvenation, as it were. And that implies that there's so many crowds that not everybody can hear the king. So even if he's not using a microphone, and even if there is no video link up, all right, so you might not hear, but just imagine the presence of being there with all the Jewish people together. It's amazing. Can you imagine also the achdus of all the different factions and sects? You've got the Satmars, and you've got the Lubavitchers, and you've got and you've got the North Hendon Synagogue. You've got everybody together. That's part of the miracle. And the chatzotzros, the trumpets which the Kohanim had to blow to summon everybody, was throughout Jerusalem. So there is an opinion that, you know, if they didn't manage all to fit in around the Azara, that it was stretching out over Jerusalem as a whole. Now the Bahag writes that there were two separate mitzvahs. One was to actually read from the Sefer Torah, and the other one is to actually assemble the Jewish people. Lahakhil. But the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Chinuch in Tov Reish Beis says it's just one mitzvah of Hakel. Namely, says the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Lahakhil ha'om, to assemble the people, Lishmar ba'Torah, to listen to the Torah, the Motzoi Shavuos. He doesn't actually talk about the reading of the Torah, he talks about to assemble and to hear Torah being said. And elsewhere in Hilchos Chagiga, he says, "Lachilas on bechag Sukkos, to assemble on Sukkos, b'motzoi Shmita, He doesn't even mention the words there, Lishma Batoro. In the Maran Avuchim, where he talks about the mitzvah of the Chag Gimel Memvov, he says there's an inyan of Hischadshus Batoro, the idea of renewal. But also Hispalus Achlus Bnei Adam, where people are all together, Zelazet Vifrat Mitzvahs Hakel, especially when there's mitzvah of Hakel. So you've got your Ola L'Regel, when everybody comes to Jerusalem, and as an extension of that, you've got the Hakel. Because you might otherwise ask the question, well, you know, you're coming to Jerusalem for two mitzvahs, you're doing mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, you're doing mitzvahs in bundles. But no, he says it's an extension of the existing din of Ola L'Regel, even though with Ola L'Regel the women don't have the chiyuv. There's an interesting thing that Hakel is not done on Shabbos, so that if the second day of Sukkot would fall on Shabbos, well, it wouldn't with our present calendar, because of Lo Adi Rosh, but if it would fall on Shabbos, it is in fact written in the Kiryas Sefer Hilchos Chagiga Midaraisa Hakel Doches HaShabbos. But we nevertheless delay it, as a takona of Chazal. There are at least three reasons given in the Yerushalmi, in Megillah Perek Aleph. Rabbi Yechiel Bar Abba says Nehat Tzikios, the blowing of the trumpets, we don't want it taking place on Shabbos. Tzikios Chochma Va'ino Malacha, it's a takonah of Chazal. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Reb Chia says Mibnei Habima, a special wooden platform was erected in the Azorah for the king on which to sit, and that was done on Motzei Yontov, and it couldn't be done before Yontov because otherwise it doesn't look nice that you're putting a new permanent fixture inside what looks like a permanent fixture inside the Azorah. Shlo Litcho Kesadorah. And there's another view of Nirek Asher Ashel Eitz. You don't start planting trees or doing other things which are irregular in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's done on the day itself, and you can't make it on Shabbos, and therefore you postpone it as a result. I was waiting for that. Ein Shabbos BaMikdash.
Doesn't mean you could do every eating without
family. But, yeah. Ein Shabbos. Yeah, well, the chatzotzeres, the shofar, is a shavus, is a din derabbanon, but you can't build an actual platform on Shabbos. That is a malacha proper. And although Rashi writes that there is a reason about constructing of the bima, he's also expressing a worry about the carrying of the children. That it's a one-off event. Not only in 7 years, and although you might say Jerusalem is a walled city and so on, they're bringing children from outside the city, and there was a worry about carrying as well, even though we say Ein Shavuos BaMikdash.
If it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, there's no problem about carrying the Shabbos.
Yeah, but if it's Shabbos, then you'll delay it by a day in order to make sure there's no carrying.
They've got an
Eruv. If they're coming from outside Yerushalayim, then there's no Eruv. And although there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus about whether Mikdosh includes the whole of Yerushalayim or not, we won't go down that route now. Those are the main sources why it won't be on Shabbos. Then, we were talking about women a minute ago. Now, we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, that mitzvah sasasias man geroma noshim paturos. When a mitzvah has a time aspect to it, and it's a mitzvah sasay, in general, women do not have to keep the mitzvah. And the Rambam writes in Avodah Zorah, Yud Beis Gimel, V'chol mitzvah, so I say, she mitzvah mizman lizman, a mitzvah from one time to another time, ve'enot hodira, it's not regular, noshim paturos chutz mikiddush hayom, they got the chiyuv of Shabbos, kiddush, and so on, achilas matzah, they got to eat matzah on Seder night, v'pesach, korban pesach, v'hakel, and they got to do hakel as well. And also Simchas Yomtiv. So what is the common denominator? Why is it that women have to keep the mitzvah of Hakel? Now Shabbos, obviously, you've got a los asay as well as an asay. Iskishoma v'zochor. So just like you have to keep the los asay, they have to keep the asay. Matzah, Pesach. Yeah, all right, because the Pasuk says so. All right, we're coming to that. Well, I wanted to ask why the Pasuk says so. All right, we know... We know that matzah and korban pesach, we also know from the pasuk that women should keep. So why do women have to keep that? Whereas with Ner Chanukah and Megillah on Purim, they have to keep those. Hein hoyu ba'osa anes. They were the same miracle, like Queen Esther. But But the Magen Avraham says that's a reason which applies for those and not to matzah, because that's a din d'oraisa. For matzah, he says, "Bizchus noshim sidkonios nigolim mitzrayim." Because of the righteous women, we came out from Egypt. If not for the righteous women, we wouldn't have come out at all. So that's why they keep matzah and Pesach. So what's hakel? So as you say, gezeras hakosov. All right, the pasuk says so. Azoy shtei. All right. And you could say, well, if it says bring the children, then there's a kal v'chomer. If you've got to bring the children, then obviously you bring the women. We'll go into this a bit further later. But the general principle we read just before was that the Rambam was saying about the mitzvah of Hakel is hispalus achlus b'nei adam zeh lazeh, that everybody comes together, there's a certain achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's a certain unity created as a result. But we'll come back to that. You've got in front of you Gemara Chagiga, and well, you try and deal with that quickly. You've got near the bottom of the page some marked lines. This is Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanon. Meiser Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Rabbi Eleza ben Chismo Sheholchu, Behakul Pnei Rabbi Yeshua beBekian. They came to greet their rabbi. Their Rabbi Yeshua was their Rebbe in Bekian. Omar Lohem. So he said to them, Machilish Hayo beBeis HaMedrash Hayom. Well, they were learning in Yavne, and he wasn't there for certain reasons. So he said, what Chiddush did you learn in the Beis HaMedrash today? Amru lo tamidecha anu. We are your pupils. Umeimecha anu shosin. We drink from your water. Namely, it's not right for us pupils to start talking Torah. You are the Rebbe, so you start talking Torah. Omar lahem, he said, Afal pikein, even so. It's impossible that you are learning without some chiddush being learnt. Shabbos shel mihoi so. Every week a different Rebbe had a turn, and it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azario's turn. Shabbos shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azario hoi so. So what was the agadah to which he was saying today? Omilo b'parshas Hakel. He was learning about the parsha of Hakel. Umad darash bo. And what did he darshan? Hakel asa'om hanoshim v'hanoshim v'hataf. So this is the pasuk we read, that both men and women are duty bound, vataf and the children, im anoshim boim lilmot, if the men are coming to learn, noshim boim lishmor, and the women, you might say they don't have a mitzvah of learning as such, they come to listen, they come to hear, and the pasuk said, lira, in order to fear Hashem, taf loma boim, and that's the Rashi we were reading before, kedei liten schar lemevi'ehen, in order to give a reward to those who bring them. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Margalis Tova Hoysobiedchem, you had a jewel in your hands, in your pockets, Uvikashtemnov Domimeni, and you wanted to hold it back from me? You're telling me something very nice, very beautiful, something I really appreciate. There was something very special, personal message on this to Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, the Yerushalmi Gemara changes the Nusach slightly and says, he says, Omalin Margalis Tova Hoysob Libiedchem. To me. And there's an interesting idea as to how it touched him very personally. Now, before we come to that, the question is about children. The Kli Yoker asks, you know, what's this big deal about giving a reward to those who bring them? You know, we don't really find this anywhere in the Torah, that you've done something which hasn't got an inherent purpose, an inherent reason. In the case of chinuch, you're teaching children, but a lot of these young children are so young they haven't reached the age of chinuch yet. So what's going on here? And the Mor Nevuchim writes in Gimel Kavlov, Hashem won't ask us to do something without an inherent reason, not just to give you a reward, otherwise you might just bring a bag of stones or pieces of wood or a sack of potatoes. What's the idea of, I wouldn't suggest young children are like that, but why? See, you could say, oh, well, the children have to be brought in any case, because the men and women have to come, so who's going to look after them? You haven't got Filipino babysitters. But it might sound a bit balabatish to say, well, the children are being brought in any case, so since you bring them in any case, you're told to bring them, so then you get a schar for bringing them. You're given a reward. You know, if you've got a mitzvah, then you get a schar for it. And, you know, Hashem wants to give us mitzvahs, but there must be something more to it than that. So the Pachad Yitzchok says, when you are gathering together in Hakel, it is really a zecher to Mamad Har Sinai. It is to remember the actual time of the giving of the Torah. And he says, Mazarzos is on b'mitzvah, so mechazkos yedein b'das ha'emes, following based on the Rambam in Gimel. And therefore, you can understand why women and children are being brought, because that's reenacting what happened at Mount Sinai. And that when we stood at Har Sinai, that was the greatest revelation of all time. And says the Rambam that even though there were many miracles performed in Egypt, and as we came out of Egypt, the real emunah which we get comes from Ma'amad Har Sinai, and this is the attitude of Rav Yosef Albo and Sefer Ikrim. But really, when you look in the Pasuk, it gives there a reason why we're all there, men, women and children. For Yiras Hashem, we read from the Pasuk, the Yiru it says. And if that's the case, why did Rashi feel necessary to give us another reason? And in our Gemara here in Chagiga, we're given another reason about bringing the children, in order to give a reward to those who bring them. If the Torah is saying that the reason is that they come to learn and hear and to fear Hashem, well surely that's good enough the reason. To which you might say, no, well young children, you can't expect them to have Yiras Hashem yet. Or can you? What is the effect of young children when we do something which is irregular? What is the effect on very young children? Rabbi Yeshua, there was a story about Rabbi Yeshua, the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina whom we've just spoken about. When he was in a pram as a very young baby, his mother made it her job to take him every day to the Beis HaMedrash that he should just hear the learning, because she felt that would have an effect on him. Says the Ben Yehoyada, and also the Meshech Chochma, the reason why Rabbi Yeshua was so delighted to hear this chiddush in the Gemara was because he could never understand why his mother had done what he did to take him in his pram to the Beis HaMedrash to hear the learning. What was the big deal? Alright, you could say psychologically it had an effect on a person when he's young and so on, but he didn't understand it. When he heard them say this Gemara, he thought, oh, that my mother got a schar to bring me along. Whatever the reason why she did it, she got a schar to bring me along. So the Sefer Ion Yaakov, the Ion Yaakov, which is a Perish, the Chok Yaakov, on Ein Yaakov, on Agadat of Shas, he looks at this in another way, and he says, you know, alright, you've spoken about the effects on children and age, but he looks at the Girsa, which is in Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, addition to that word Li, which we've spoken about, it says Im, or Hoel. We got here the Im Anoshim Boim Lilmod. In our Gemara it says Im Anoshim Boim Lilmod, if men come to learn. As if to say, that's not their real reason for coming. He says, Im implies that's not really why they came. And the Yerushalmi says Hoel, which means since. And then the bit before the children it says, Anoshim Boim Lishmoa, Elo Taf Loma Boim, so the word Elo is brought in. And the Ion Yaakov says, what's this word Elo doing here? Because the word Elo is like to exclude what's being said. It's really to say, well, that's not really what the real reason, and it's to be choser on something that you've said. And this word Elo litain schalim ivyeim implies that that is not the real reason. So he says, what is the real reason? He says the real reason why we have Hakel is Kavod LaTorah. It's Kavod LaTorah that all men and women and children come together to hear the king reading from the Sefer Torah. But if men think they're coming simply to learn, you see, he said the men might think to themselves, well, what have I really got to go to Yerushalayim to learn for? I can sit at home in the comfort of my front room and I can read the Parsha at home and I can still do a few more Daf Yomis and other things that I can learn much more in quality. Why do I have to bother waiting for an Eged bus to get to Jerusalem? So the Ion Yaakov says, because really you're not coming to learn. When you're coming to hear the king read from the Sefer Torah, that's not the reason why you're coming to learn Torah. You're coming as a demonstration to come out in solidarity with the Jewish people for the Kabbalah of the Torah. And it's very interesting because when we read the Haggadah on Seder night on Pesach, we say, Afilu kulonu chachomim, even if we're all wise men, kulonu nevonim, kulonu zakenim, kulonu yodim satarah, mitzvah aleinu lasafe b'tzias mitzrayim. You know, we're talking about coming out of Egypt. The knowledgeable people, they know it all, but they've still got a duty. Why? Because when you tell the story, it strengthens your emunah. It strengthens your faith. And in the same way on Purim, we read them again on Purim, you're just reading a story, you're not darshaning. Somebody who's very much involved with learning might want to go into more hakiras and delve into the depths. And in fact it says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah l'shmo mikra Megillah. We are Mevatel Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah. As if to imply that it's a lesser quality of learning Torah when you're reading the Megillah. Why? Because when you read a story, it strengthens your emunah. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chagiga that even the people who know the whole Torah have a duty to join in with Hakel. They know it. They know it by heart. They know it back to front, inside out. But nevertheless, they have a duty to be there. Because that is Kovod La Torah. Now, the Chasam Sofer writes in his Chidushim al Hashas in Chagiga another aspect to this aspect about bringing the children and giving reward for bringing them. He says, children, however well-intentioned and however healthy they are, they distract and they disrupt. They're noisy. They're healthy children. And so a person who wants to perform the mitzvah of Hakel properly in listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, his kavana will be lessened. He will be distracted. And he will feel as though he's losing out on doing the mitzvah properly. So the Chasam Sofer says, because you feel you're losing on your schar in doing the mitzvah of Hakel, you will get back not just that same schar, but many times fold that reward by bringing your children, by spending time with them and giving them something which is meaningful for them. And there's a very important lesson here, because to spend quality time with children is something which can be often overlooked. And the Chasam Sofer says in the same vein in the Torah on V'achtan Recha Kamocha, he says, Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah, quoting Rabbi Akiva. What does it mean, Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah? He says, Zeh Klal Godol B'Talmud Torah. That whereas, when it comes to sharing in material wealth, there can be certain exceptions that you might keep something for yourself, like when you're stranded in the desert with only a bit of water. When it comes to Talmud Torah, you must be willing to give and to share much more. If somebody comes to you and says, I want to learn Torah with you, you have to give up your time. And so that is the idea of giving the schar l'mevi'ehem to those who bring the children. So we mustn't underestimate what impact parents have on their young children before they reach the age of chinuch. We once discussed on the subject of kashrus, not to give even young babies something which might not be kosher, and there we were talking about breast milk which comes from non-Jewish source. We don't know how that might affect a child. Matamteim halev, says the Rama on the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Derom HaYotzim Min Achai. On Sukkos, and we asked why do we keep this mitzvah Hakel on Sukkos, we've got some very other important mitzvahs. We've got the Abra Minim, we've got the Sukkah, that's of course Nisuch HaMayim and Eves HaMikdosh. On the subject of the Arba Minim, we once spoke about the meaning behind the Lulav, Esrog, Hadas and Arava coming together, and that it is a remez to the Zohar which says that God and his people Israel and the Torah are all one enveloped concept. It's like a triangle which is spinning the whole time. Hashem, his people Israel, and the Torah. And the Sefer Taras Chemed of Rav Weissmandel explains in a very genius way how we learn out Lulav, Esrog, Hadas and Arava coming from this idea of the relationship of God with his people Israel and with the Torah. And the mitzvah of Sukkah which is performed by Kolo Ezroch Bi Yisrael, Yeshu Basukos, it's Klal Yisrael. The Sukkah is a symbol of Torah in a number of ways. The Tzeil, the shadow, is compared to the Tzeil HaTorah. The Gimel Tefonos, the three walls, is like Torah Nevi'im Kusuvim. And the Gova Yud, the ten Tefachim high, is compared to the ten of the Seres HaDibros, that you sit in the Sukkah by night and by day. The Kadach Kemach, Rabbeinu Bechaya, says there's this concept of the Sukkah being related to Torah. So the Sukkah is a relationship of Hashem. We're doing it for Hashem, Diras Arai, under His protection, under His shadow, with the Torah, with Klal Yisrael. How much more so can this be applied to the mitzvah of Hakel? Hakel is the whole of Klal Yisrael, the whole of the people coming together. They are hearing the Torah being said with Kriyas HaTorah. And for whom are they doing this? The Melech Hashem Yisparach himself. In his palace, the Beis HaMikdosh, and you've got those three ideas coming together. And what better time is there in Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that at the end of the Shemitah, where we've grown a most unique relationship between ourselves. The word Shemitah in the Torah isn't actually written by the agricultural side. There it says Shavias. The word Shemitah is used by the money aspect, Shemitah Kesofim, and the word Shemitah is used by Hakel. What's the connection between the monetary side of Shemitah and Hakel? We've developed an achdus between each other. The rich helping the poor, the rich letting off the poor from their loans, and we're coming together with all these different sections of the Jewish people in a spirit of ki'ish echod b'lev echod, as was the case in Matan Torah. And we get from that then not only the achdus, we get the yiras Hashem, and we get the avas Hashem. How do we get the avas Hashem? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that when you study the works of Bria, when you look at nature, you get a love of Hashem. Ask that to a professor of science who can fascinate you with Hashem's creations. From that you get avas Hashem. So says the Rambam. Well, when we talk about the Bria and we talk about the creation, what's the greatest thing Hashem created? Mankind. And from mankind you've got Klal Yisrael. The greatest thing to see is all Klal Yisrael coming together, and you see this in your own eyes. It develops an emotional impact to see this. From there you get the Avas Hashem, from Hakel you get the Yiras Hashem, you got the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. It must be such a fascinating experience. Let us hope that it will happen very soon, speedily, in our days. Thank you.